The airport bustled around them as Cole, Darren and Julie made their way to the check-in desks. After a quick and efficient process, they were handed their boarding passes and directed to the security scanners. As they waited in line, Darren suddenly stopped dead in his tracks. "Oh no, oh no, oh no," Cole and Julie turned to him, concerned. "What's wrong, mate?" Cole asked. Darren's face was a picture of panic. "We forgot to get our kits. We can't be without our England jerseys for the whole tournament." The friends looked at each other in horror. They had been so caught up in the excitement of departure that they had forgotten the most essential item, their team shirts. Panic set in as they frantically searched their belongings for any spare change or a working phone to order new kits. But it was no use, they were stuck without a way to get the essentials. That's when Carl remembered his friend Alex's rave reviews of DHgate, an online retailer known for its affordable and reliable products. "Guys, I think we have a solution," he said, whipping out his phone. Within minutes, they had placed orders for 3 New England jerseys set to arrive at their first hotel room in Germany. The friends breathed a collective sigh of relief as the airport's announcement system crackled to life, signalling their gate's boarding call. As they made their way onto the plane, the tension was palpable. But with their kits on order and a promise of arrival at their next destination, the boys felt like they had dodged a bullet. The flight attendants welcomed them aboard with warm smiles, offering drinks and snacks as the plane took to the skies. As they settled in for the long haul, Carl turned to his friends and grinned mischievously. "You know, guys, I think we're going to need some new gear to show off our England pride." Dan's eyes lit up. "You mean like face paint?" Carl chuckled. "Something like that, yeah. We can't be showing up at the tournament looking like a bunch of amateurs." The friends laughed, their worries forgotten in the face of excitement and anticipation. As the plane soared through the clouds, they couldn't help but feel grateful for small victories like remembering to order new kits online. As the plane took off, Carl, Darren and Julie settled in for the long haul. They spent the first hour catching up on each other's lives, sharing stories and jokes. Carl pulled out his Nintendo Switch and booted up Mario Kart. "Who's up for some racing?" he asked, grinning mischievously. Darren and Julie eagerly accepted the challenge, taking turns to compete against each other. The in-flight entertainment system was a bit wonky, but they managed to get it working long enough to enjoy a few rounds of Mario Kart. As the game ended, Darren pulled out a bottle of whiskey he had stashed away for special occasions. "To the tournament," he toasted, taking a swig. Carl and Julie joined in, passing the bottle around as they chatted and laughed. The in-flight cabin crew looked on with a mixture of amusement and disapproval, but the boys didn't care, they were having too much fun. As the hours ticked by, the drinks started to take effect. Julie, always the most adventurous of the trio, decided it was time to put his social skills to the test. "Hey, girls," he called out, spotting a group of attractive ladies nearby. "Wanna chat up some English football fans?" The women looked over, raised an eyebrow at the rowdy trio, and politely declined. Julie, undeterred, launched into a series of terrible dad jokes and awkward attempts at small talk. Carl and Darren watched in horror as Julie's antics fell flat. But to their surprise, one of the women, a petite blonde with a wicked sense of humour, started laughing along with them. "Hey, I'm Sophie," she said, offering Julie her hand. "And you are?" Julie, over the moon, introduced himself and his friends. The group chatted for a bit longer, sharing stories and laughter as the plane hit turbulence. As the drinks continued to flow, the boys started to get a little too rowdy. The cabin crew politely asked them to pipe down, but not before they managed to get a few more rounds of Mario Kart in. As the plane began its descent into Germany, Carl, Dan, and Julie stumbled out of their seats, still laughing and joking around. They made their way to the bathroom to freshen up before landing, leaving Sophie behind. The friends exchanged knowing glances. They knew they had left a lasting impression on that lovely blonde. As they disembarked the plane, they grinned at each other, already planning their next move. "First stop, our hotel room," Carl said, winking. "We've got some gear to pick up," Darren and Julie nodded in agreement, still chuckling about their antics on the plane. As they made their way through customs and baggage claim, they couldn't help but feel like they were already making memories that would last a lifetime. As they made their way through customs and baggage claim, Carl, Darren, and Julie couldn't stop talking about Sophie. They'd hit it off on the plane, and now they were all excited to see where things might go. "Hey, guys, I've got an idea," Dealey said, a mischievous glint in his eye. "Why don't we sneak back into the airport and surprise Sophie at the gate?" Carl and Darren exchanged skeptical looks, but Dealey was undeterred. They managed to slip back into the airport without being detected, making their way to the gate where they knew Sophie would be waiting. As they approached, they could see Sophie chatting with a group of fellow travelers. She looked up and caught sight of them, her eyes lighting up in surprise. "Hey," she exclaimed, walking over to join them. "I didn't think you guys were going to make it. What's the plan?" The friends exchanged grins. "We're heading straight to the hotel," Carl said. "Want to join us for a drink or two?" Sophie smiled, and the group set off towards the hotel. They spent the evening laughing, joking, and getting to know each other better. As the night wore on, the atmosphere grew more relaxed. Sophie was charming, witty, and beautiful, and Julie was smitten. "Hey, guys, I've got an idea," he said, his voice slow and conspiratorial. "Why don't we sneak into the hotel pool? It's late, but it'll be fun." Carl and Darren exchanged hesitant looks, but Sophie was already nodding enthusiastically. "Sounds like a blast to me," she said. The group made their way to the hotel pool, slipping in unnoticed as the night wore on. They spent hours laughing, swimming, and enjoying each other's company. As the sun started to rise, they reluctantly climbed out of the pool, shivering and giggling. It was an impromptu adventure that none of them would ever forget. And for Julie, it marked the start of a romance that would last long after the tournament was over.